You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live from St. Paul's Lutheran Church, College Hill, on the north side of St. Louis. Joining me now here in the, we're actually broadcasting from the back of the sanctuary of the nave here. Joining me, Terry Rose, a lifelong member here at St. Paul, right?
Correct.
Terry, it's so great to have some time to chat with you this morning and talk about the Lord's work here at St. Paul's. Now, this goes back a couple generations for you, right? How many generations have been members here at St. Paul's?
My great-great-grandfather was a charter member at St. Paul's back in 1863. Wow. And then my great-grandmother, that was John Gaynor. My great-grandmother, Caroline Gaynor Rose, who hyphenated her name when she got married, taught school at St. Paul's.
Wow. So there was a school ministry here.
Yes.
At St. Paul's.
Yes. This is actually our third building. We started out as a mission congregation of Bethlehem Lutheran in a frame house down on Lowell Street. From there, moved to Prairie and Von Pool and built the first church. The sanctuary was on the second floor and the school was on the first floor. That caught fire and they converted it to a school and built the current sanctuary here at 2137 East John back in 1925.
Wow. And the life of the school ministry, has that discontinued?
Yes.
Now, you're a lifelong St. Louisan too, right?
Yes, born and raised in College Hill, fifth generation on my father's side, living in the College Hill neighborhood. When I was working, I lived in Texas for a while and also overseas. I lived in Central America for a while.
Wow.
With my job.
And you came back home to College Hill.
Yes, College Hill is home.
What, for our listeners not familiar with College Hill, what has College Hill been as home to you? Describe the College Hill community.
Well, growing up here, I would go by the church, St. James United Church of Christ, where my grandfather put the first electrical wiring in that church. The place, it's gone now, but Palomino's, where my mother was working after the war and met my father. It's where my church is, where I went to grade school. It's incredibly conveniently located right off of Interstate 70 and close to everything, downtown, the airport, south side, north side, west side. And it's just home. Now, when white flight started in the 60s, my family did not participate in that. My father, Ed Rose, was a registered land surveyor and did most of the surveying of North County, which was still farmland back then. And we made a decision as a family whether we wanted to move or tear down our old house and build a new house at 2016 East College. And we voted as a family to stay and did that. And I'm so glad that we did, because I think I would have been a completely different person had we moved to the suburbs.
What does that mean today for a family to stay? You know, at a time when so many other, as you said, white families were leaving the area, you stayed in the neighborhood.
Well, our dad told us that things were going to get rough, but he said, you know, people can only move so far out. They're going to have to start coming back eventually, and everything is already here. The streets, the utilities. I just don't think he realized that people would move as far west as they did, because the return migration hasn't started a little bit, but not in full.
So what happened in the community through the years?
Well, you had during the crack cocaine epidemic of the 70s, we had a lot of crime, and then you just had people moving out, and they also came in early on and tore down anything that was architecturally significant. So when the federal laws came around where you could have historic districts and things, there was already too much gone from the fabric of College Hill.
Wow. And so a lot of the places that you remember from childhood, gone?
Yes. Oh, there are whole blocks. I created a spreadsheet for neighborhood work that we do with the nonprofit neighborhood organization up here. And there are approximately 1,500 parcels in the census tract that is called College Hill. Those boundaries stay fixed. They're not like the ward boundaries or the congressional boundaries that change with the census. And of those 1,500 parcels, approximately 40% are vacant. That means it's a vacant building or a vacant lot. And that's huge. That's so there are places. I remember my grandmother telling me when she was little, places that were open fields where they had cows grazing, and it's almost about back to that, where you could graze.
Sure.
Because it's just there are blocks where there's only one or two homes left.
So we're going to get some cows for St. Paul's here? And
I don't know if the city would let people have cows. But that's, to me, why, you know, we St. Paul's got involved back in the summer of 1992 with starting the neighborhood organization, because there are something like 78 or 79 neighborhoods in the city of St. Louis. And they all have nonprofit neighborhood organizations that work to help preserve the fabric of the neighborhood. And College Hill was the absolute last neighborhood in the city of St. Louis to get an organized neighborhood organization. And we worked with Kathleen Beecher from the city and College Hill in conjunction with Beth and Roger Wiseman at Inner City Christian Church in St. Paul's, started organizing that. And I had been back from Texas, Central America, Panama, only for a couple of years. And Beth and Roger approached St. Paul's, and we worked with them. And that helped restore the fabric of the neighborhood, because mm-hmm. that had been long gone, because the crime got so bad and people were afraid and you didn't know your neighbors anymore. Mm-hmm. So that gave us back the sense of neighborhood, where you knew who lived where, and if you were cooking and you needed a cup of flour or, you know, you had a neighbor, mm-hmm. you know, people could come to you or you could go to them, or, you know, borrow things, somebody to call, somebody to leave an extra set of keys with in case you lock yourself out, somebody to watch your dogs when you're out of town. So that really was important. We also worked with St. James United Church of Christ. Their church was closed, but they had a neighborhood housing organization there, and we worked with them for a number of years, and that really helped restore the fabric of the neighborhood, where people got to know each other again and you knew who your neighbors were. It was College Hill Community 2000, and we bought a building and started rehabbing it and ran out of money and had to dissolve the corporation. That's when then Lutheran Housing Support, while we were working with College Hill, I was not aware that the Lutheran Church had a housing ministry. Mm-hmm. We found that out from Lutheran Foundation, and put us in touch with Synod's program, with the housing program, probably about 2007. And Lutheran Foundation funded us a small amount of money, or before that, to do a charrette, a neighborhood planning program. Charrette's an architectural mm-hmm. term. And we did that back in the late 90s, and then were pointed towards Lutheran Housing Support and began working with them once College Hill Community 2000 was dissolved, with the campaign for College Hill, which is still run out of here at St. Paul's. But working with them and the neighborhood people, and we did another neighborhood planning program, another mm-hmm. charrette, and eventually we broke ground on a new home, and the people were so excited. Wow. We have the model home, and my next door neighbor's aunt bought the first home. Another family's bought. There's a second home's been, third home's been built, and one of our members, the son of one of our members, is going to be breaking ground in a couple months on the third home.
Outstanding.
So it's because it's important in neighborhoods like College Hill that you have families, mostly single family owner occupied, to help stabilize mm-hmm. the neighborhood. Because people who live here, a lot of them are low income and poor, maybe undereducated, and people take advantage of them. Hmm. And I always tell people, other neighborhoods were having house tours. Lafayette and a lot of the South Side neighborhoods were having house tours, and we would look around, well, we can't have a house tour. I said, but we could have a vacant lot tour where you could come into College Hill and pick the lot that sure. you want and build. Because it's important for people who are looking to really do God's work and reach out and help people. College mm-hmm. Hill is like one of the best places you could come, because
opportunity abounds, is what I hear.
Absolutely, because it used to be that housing was an issue, because a lot of the vacant homes had sat vacant for so long because they sit 3 years in arrears for taxes. The fourth year it's the tax lien, then the fifth year they're sold. And a lot of times by the house, home has sat vacant for 5 years, it's almost beyond rehab, which we found out after we bought the building and lost our shirts trying to renovate it. But even that turned into a blessing because Humanitry has their ministry in that building now.
Wow.
But you could come here and purchase a house from Lutheran Housing Support, a brand new home at a tremendously discounted price, mm-hmm. because homes just don't appraise here yet.
Sure.
So they pay, you know, part of the cost mm-hmm. is covered through Lutheran Housing Support. But you move in here, you've got a core group of good, solid people. That you're not moving in blind to a neighborhood where you don't know people. Mm-hmm. We have an organization and neighbors that you could move in and know 20 or 30 families right off the bat, and then be here to help other people who are here that need mm-hmm. help or just need the example
sure.
of how you live your life.
With just, I know we only have about 2 minutes left, but how is St. Paul's an important part of this community, of this neighborhood? How is St. Paul's integrated, as you were talking about the community or the neighborhood organization? How is St. Paul's a key part of that?
We're a key part because we make the facility has always been available for whatever we could help people mm-hmm. with, because we don't have a lot of funds. You know, we didn't have a full-time pastor, things. And now that we've got a vicar, we're able to do even more. And we've had field workers. Again, mm-hmm. we were a long time without field workers because we didn't have a called pastor. That has enabled us to do even more, open up the neighborhood. We have Tuesday night Bible class with the kids. Some of us drive out because the families have some moved out and the children still want to come back here. They consider it their church. Mm-hmm. This is our church. So we go and pick them up and bring them back for Bible class. We're going to have vacation Bible school the week of the 27th. And those are things we haven't been able to offer for a long time because we just didn't have the personnel available to do that with. So that's been exciting. And we've been doing that for almost a year.
Wow.
And we'll sometimes have anywhere from, we started out with maybe 4 or 5 kids. Sometimes we'll have 12, sometimes 19, 20 kids. And it's the same children. We've baptized 4 of the children. We have 6 or 7 more that want to be baptized. And just trying to build the relationships mm-hmm. so that you just don't baptize and then they're gone, but try to build the relationships with the children and the families.
It's I can hear the excitement in your voice, and I can see it as you're describing it, and as you look to the future, the optimism and the hope, not false optimism, but real hope that you have because you see the opportunities that God has given to you and to others here at St. Paul's and in the neighborhood to be true neighbors. I loved how you defined neighbors earlier as you were describing it. And that's what I think the great opportunities God has given the people of St. Paul's, to be true neighbors in this community, in this neighborhood. And I'm so excited that we get to talk more later on. I'm going to talk with friends from Lutheran Housing Support and another member here at St. Paul's later on today and just hear more about it. Terry Rose, thanks so much for being my guest this morning on His Time. What a privilege to get to talk with you today.
You're welcome.
Coming up in just a little bit, our morning prayer right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news.